Do you like stylish clothes? I do. However, I don't often think about clothes as being violent. Do you? Even the styles I don't like, I don't think of them as being violent. However, there is something that actually covers our clothes with violence. Check out these verses from the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 2, 15 and 16. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife but divorces her says to the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garments with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not be faithless. For the man who does not love his wife but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garments with violence. Garments with violence. Malachi paints a vivid word picture, doesn't he? A husband who stops loving his wife and divorces her covers his clothes with violence. It's like he takes violence and pours it out on his clothes. He takes a bottle of viciousness and pours it all over himself. What a picture. That's why God hates divorce. Well, that and other reasons. God hates divorce for many reasons. He puts man and woman together, and what he puts together, we should not separate. That's what he says. He expects husbands and wives to keep their vows. And he knows what divorce does to children. Check out these alarming statistics on fatherlessness from a guy named Ed Glover at Urban Impact. The statistics speak to more than just divorce, but they demonstrate the impact on children without their dads around. Fatherless children are 5 times more likely to be poor. 90% of homeless and runaway children are fatherless. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 71% of teen pregnancies are girls from fatherless homes. We could go on. Let's just stop there. Children need their fathers for more than just weekend visits. They don't need a father who has poured out violence on his clothes. Lord, stick these statistics in our mind so as fathers we stick with our families, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.